are listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo. I'm your guest host, Lily Beth Warner. I'm so excited to get to sit down with our guest today. Our guest is the fearless leader of Decatur Young Professionals, along with being one of our very own Visit Decatur AL ambassadors. Our guest today is Cheyenne Sanchez. I'm so happy that we get to sit down and talk a little. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So we have so much to talk about today, but before we jump into our interview, let's talk about our favorite Southern treat in our cheese straw segment.
Yes, cheese straws. So I guess the best way that I would describe cheese straws would be like a Cheez-It, but more powdery or gritty. Mm-hmm. They're not absolutely my favorite, but there are tons of things that I love that are my favorite from Morgan Price.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I like Morgan Price's cheese straws. Now, this is a candy shop in Decatur
Yes. That
sells really awesome cheese straws, but some of their other candy is very good as well.
Yes.
So I always love hearing how everyone describes them so differently. I remember when I first did my first cheese straw description, it was really kind of difficult to describe it. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yes. So I am from Decatur, Hartsel, Danville. I always call it like the little Morgan County triangle. I lived in Danville growing up on 10 acres of land, and I went to Hartsel High School, but then I went to church in Decatur. So a lot of my friends were in Decatur. So I always did a little triangle every day growing up from Danville to Hartsel, Hartsel to Decatur, then Decatur back to Danville. So Morgan County in general is, I guess, where I always say that I'm from. But I graduated Hartsel in 2012, and then I went to the University of Alabama, Roll Tide. And my major there was pre-health. I kind of wanted to be in the medical field, but wasn't really sure which route I wanted to go. While I was there, I was super involved in everything. I guess you could say that there was to be involved in at Bama, but I was in a sorority, and then I did Project Health, which was a health organization on campus that helped educate all the students on different health issues. And then my favorite part was I was on the student recruitment team, so I actually helped recruit students academically and athletically to come into the program at the University of Alabama. So I worked under Coach Saban and helped him recruit some phenomenal athletes that are now in the NFL, but that was my favorite part of being at Alabama. And then
what an awesome program.
Yes, it was a blast, and I get to brag about it all the time now. But then I actually was diagnosed with papillary thyroid cancer in the middle of my college career. So I took some time off to have surgery and treatments, and I beat that. Yay. And then I finished my degree at UAB in public health.
Awesome. UAB yes. and Alabama are both such great schools.
Yes, absolutely. And then I moved back, or I've worked in Birmingham for about 5 years, and then ended up moving back to Decatur. And then that's a whole nother story of how my story began here, which I'm sure we'll get into.
So Birmingham is such an awesome city. What were some of the reasons that you wanted to come back to Decatur?
Yes. So actually, I had no plans at all of ever coming back to Decatur. And I was working in fundraising at United Way of Central Alabama in Birmingham. And then I kind of moved out of that and was doing some local digital marketing and working with some businesses in the Birmingham area. And if I'm going to be 100% honest, really, the Lord called me home to Decatur, Alabama. And I fought him on it for a little while. And then my grandfather was kind of declining, and I just felt like I needed to be closer to my family. And so I finally said yes and made the decision to move back home to Decatur. And so that's what I did about 6 years ago today, I guess you would say.
Oh, that's wonderful. I actually did something very similar. I went to college and my family called me back home, and I just thought it had to be the right place at the right time.
Yes.
But obviously, when you are away from home, you start to miss a couple of different little things here and there. Was there something specific here in Decatur that you missed while you were away?
Well, of course, other than my family and my close friends, I missed the river. I missed being on the river, being on the boat, being able to just jump in at any time of day and be like, hey, who wants to go on the boat or who wants to go to the river? That for sure is something that I missed.
I feel that so much. I love that we are so close to the Tennessee River, that it's just such a great natural resource that we get to have that so many people take for granted. I'm just so blessed that we have it here.
Yes. And I absolutely love, you know, Rhodes Ferry Park. I live in downtown Decatur. I bought a house there. And so I love going over there and just sitting there, watching the sunset, watching the water. It's so peaceful for me.
It really is such a beautiful place. But you actually are involved in a really awesome group here in Decatur called the Young Professionals. So what inspired you to get involved with Young Professionals, and how has your role kind of evolved since you first became involved in it?
Yes. So when I first moved back to Decatur, I realized that there was really no organization for young professionals or young people in Decatur in general really to be involved in. There was a couple of small organizations, but nothing really big that I felt like included anybody and everybody. And so I was actually a part of an organization in Birmingham that was also called YP Birmingham. And so I kind of was just like, well, why don't I just bring it here? You know, why don't I kind of mimic something like that here in Decatur? And so I got together a group of probably about 20 different young people in Decatur and the surrounding areas of all different demographics, all different races, all different careers. Some were married with no kids, some were married with kids, some single with kids, some single, no kids, you know, just kind of a group of diversity. And we had lunch at Rail Yard and kind of discussed, you know, what would you like to see out of a young professionals organization? What is something that you crave? What is something that you would long to be a part of? And so we just kind of had a brainstorming session. And from there, I built my board and we founded Young Professionals of Decatur and started working on our 501c3 nonprofit, our core values, which are connect, impact, and grow, and just kind of took off from there. So that's how the idea kind of came about.
I love that you were able to gather so many different kinds of people to make this group really reflect the young people of Decatur. And as the leader of Young Professionals, what are some of your plans and goals for the organization?
Yeah. So like I said, our three core values are connect, impact, and grow. So our first goal is to connect young people. So Decatur is a very blue-collar city. So I think sometimes when people hear the word professional, they're like, well, I'm not a lawyer or an accountant or stuff like that. And, you know, that doesn't mean that you have to be those things to be professional. We have a lot of people who work at Decatur Utilities or a car dealership or one of the plants in town. And our goal is to really just to create a community for them to be able to make friends, make connections. So we hold monthly connect events where usually on the second Thursday of every month, we do something fun together, whether that's go to one of the restaurants, do something in a park, or have live music somewhere. And we all just kind of hang out and create friendships. And the goal from those events is that somebody finds somebody that they connect with that they haven't met before in the city. And then eventually they go to lunch or they go to dinner. And you're just beginning to cultivate this culture of community within the Young People Indicator. And then our second core value is impact. So we love to partner with other local nonprofits and see how we can help them, whether that's serving at an event that they have or raising school supplies or funds that they may need. And then, you know, just making a difference. And something that we do as far as impact goes too is we partner with our local businesses and our local restaurants, local stores, and try to send all of our community back to them or let them know that at least they're here. So that's something that we really love to do. And then grow is our third component. So we want to grow together professionally and personally. So once a quarter, we try to hold a grow event where we either bring in, like last quarter, we did May, which was Mental Health Month. So we brought in a certified counselor and had just kind of a session on work-life balance and how to balance that and how to, you know, take care of your mental health through that. So, you know, we like to really invest into our community too and make sure that they're growing.
This sounds like such an awesome opportunity for any young person in this city who wouldn't want to be able to connect with other young people and learn, you know, what all we have to do here for people our age. But also, I think it's incredible that y'all offer ways for people to grow and to get connected within the community.
Yes.
So for some of the young professionals who are considering joining Young Professionals Decatur, What are some of the benefits and opportunities they can expect to gain from being part of your organization? I know you kind of touched on some of the events. Could you possibly tell us what some of those are coming up?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, anybody and everybody can come to our events. You don't have to be a member to come to any of our events. We do have memberships that do come with great benefits and perks as far as benefits with our local business partners. Some of our local business partners offer discounts and their stores for our YP members. So there's a lot of great things that come with that membership. But if you don't have a membership, you're welcome to come to any of our events still. Some of the events, if you're not a member, will be $5, but that's just to cover, you know, some of the costs of the live music or the venue or the food and stuff like that. But we actually do have an event tonight, August 10th, and it's a 70s party. So dress 70s themed and wear your 70s outfits and just come ready for live music and lots of fun.
Oh, that's so exciting. I can't wait.
Yes. So
do you plan most of the events or do you have a group plan it?
So I have a board of about 7 members and we meet monthly. You know, we have to, our goal is to stay consistent. And I think that's been something that in the past, there have been lots of people that have tried to cultivate what we've kind of done, but consistency is key for everything. So we've never missed a month of having events and that does require a lot of work. So I'm super thankful for my board because we try to plan as much in advance as we can to figure out what we're going to do every month. But we all work together as a great team to say, okay, this person secures the venue, this person secures the music, this person does the decorations. And so we do work together a lot. And it really does require a lot of our local businesses to help us too, because they have to be willing to let us use the venue or, you know, offer discounts or, you know, anything like that that they can provide, but it does bring business to them. So I think it's a two-way street, but we enjoy it.
Absolutely. I love how connected everything is from working with your local businesses to connecting different members of your group to sharing the responsibility of making such fun events for the community. Another part of our community that you're really involved in is you're a Visit Decatur AL ambassador, which is so exciting. I work with the Visit Decatur AL Ambassador Program, so I love being able to talk about this a little bit. So could you tell me possibly what motivated you to become an ambassador for your city?
Yeah, so because I am so involved and am the president and founder of Young Professionals, it really just only made sense. It only made sense for me to partner with you guys and show all of the great things that I love to do and that we do here in Decatur. You know, when I was looking to buy a home, I was either looking, do I buy in Madison? Do I buy in Huntsville? Do I buy in Decatur? And really, I have a heart for Decatur and where all of my people are. And I want to make Decatur known for the things that are great about it. And so when I bought in the historic district, I really started discovering, you know, and falling back in love, I think you should say, with the small, you know, charming town of Decatur. And so I did want to just partner with you guys and make sure that, you know, my followers and my sphere of influence was able to see what we have to offer.
Well, we really appreciate you and all of your hard work with the ambassador program. I think it's such a great opportunity to share the reasons why we fall in love with Decatur back again. And we're happy that you came back to Decatur.
Yes.
So since you're an ambassador for Decatur, could you tell us possibly some of your favorite things that you would like to share with your friends or followers, either if it's a restaurant or an attraction, just something fun that you like about this place?
Yes. So I love food. Your girl loves to eat. So I do love that the majority really of restaurants in Decatur are locally owned. So I love anything and everything downtown, of course, because I can walk there from my house. But
So nice.
Tessa's Place, yes, Tessa's Place ice cream and even Kaleidoscoop's ice cream, like both of those are phenomenal little ice cream shops. I remember when I was a little girl, my dad would pick me up from school and at least once a week we would go to Kaleidoscoop's and get ice cream. So that's just a special memory for me. All of your restaurants downtown, even like Alfonso's and Big Bob's, of course, that aren't downtown, but there's just some delicious, yummy food places here in Decatur.
Thank you so much for sharing. I love the food scene in Decatur as well. Of course, growing up here, you fall in love with these flavors and then you realize just how good we actually have it.
Oh, yes. Yes. A pork potato from Big Bob's is something that you can't find anywhere else. I mean, you can try, but there's nothing like it here.
Yeah. No one does it just right. I mean, like,
they don't.
It's something special.
Yes.
So we're going to continue with our Did You Know segment. And in this segment, we ask our guests one last question before they leave. We've asked Cheyenne to share something cool or fun or interesting fact about herself that you've probably never heard before. So did you know?
Yes. So did you know? I talked earlier about how I am a cancer survivor, but that story kind of goes a little deeper than just saying I'm a cancer survivor. So I had papillary thyroid cancer. I got diagnosed when I was 21 years old, which is nothing that a 21-year-old really expects to hear. And I have been a vocalist my whole life. I've always sang ever since I was 5 years old. And because of where your thyroid is placed and where my cancer was, they told me that there was a very, very scary high percentage that I would never sing again after my surgery. And so that was really scary for me because I always said, you know, singing is who I am. It's what I do. If you know me, then you're going to have heard me sing at one point in life. But I actually had the surgery. When I woke up from surgery, they said it would be 6 weeks, whether I would even know if I could sing or not. And I was singing 30 minutes after I woke up from surgery, perfectly fine. So that has been a miracle and a testimony that I've kind of stood on and walked in and rejoiced through for the past, I guess, 8 years now. And I actually just recently sang at the Grammys with Maverick City Music. I have been honored and blessed to be able to sing with them and be a part of their choir and one of their choir leaders. So this past February, I was asked to perform with them at the Grammys, and I did. And so it was probably one of the best experiences of my life and something that I'll always be able to say, did you know I did this? So.
Oh my goodness. That's possibly one of the coolest did you know thing as I have ever heard on our show. That's such an incredible and inspiring story. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for allowing me to.
So I wanted to thank you for spending time with us today. And I've enjoyed learning so much about your own story and involvement with both the Young Professionals of Decatur and Visit Decatur AL Ambassador Program.
Yes, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. And of course, Young Professionals of Decatur, you can connect with us on Instagram, YP Decatur, Facebook, and then our website, ypdecatur.com.
Awesome. Everyone, y'all should go check them out. They run an incredible organization here, and you can really see the work that they're doing in our community. And you can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or visit our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo.
This has been another episode of Find Your Flow in MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.